Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Not so lucky. Some people are just born unlucky. Some people just seem to attract bad luck. Take the case of Simon Burston and Jenny Smith. They've been forced to cancel their wedding no less than 5 times. The first time was back in 1991. Everything had been planned down to the last detail, and it was going to be the perfect wedding, until their home was devastated by fire. With their possessions destroyed and their house a wreck, they set a new date for 12 months later. However, days before this wedding was due to take place, their reception venue burned to the ground. Still not losing heart, they arranged another date to tie the knot. They sent out the invitations and made all the preparations, but a few weeks before the ceremony, the day they'd chosen was officially declared a public holiday. This immediately doubled their costs and meant that they'd have to pay thousands more to staff, the venue owners, and the caterers. Just when you think nothing could possibly go wrong, something else comes along, Simon said. Another time, Mr. Burston was rushed to hospital after injuring his back in an accident. And on another occasion, Jenny fell sick with a stomach virus just one day before the wedding. It's all getting a bit too much, and we're both a bit stressed out, but we're determined to get married, Jenny said. Of course, they aren't the only people to suffer such bad luck. Englishwoman Violet Jessop was involved in no less than 3 major shipping disasters during her lifetime. In 1911, she was a stewardess aboard the Olympic, the Titanic's sister ship, when it collided with a British warship. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Years later, she was serving on the Titanic when it struck an iceberg on the 15th of April, 1912, and sank shortly after. Luckily, Violet made it to one of the lifeboats. Then, in 1916, after a short time away from sea, Violet signed up to serve as a nurse aboard the Britannic, which later hit a mine and sank. This time, Violet was forced to jump into the water. She survived and, for the third time, made it back onto dry land. Violet Jessop died of natural causes in 1971. She was buried at sea. Now, how unlucky is that?